The 2016 presidential election was closely watched by market participants. Many predicted that a Donald Trump victory would trigger a significant market downturn. Some economists went so far as to forecast an immediate recession should he be elected, a notion that now today, in hindsight, seems almost comical. The markets had not factored in his victory at all, largely because the odds of him winning were considered so slim on the day of the election that it was viewed not merely as improbable, but virtually impossible. In the midst of this turbulent backdrop, a young employee at a quantitative trading firm called Jane Street received a challenging assignment: develop a system capable of accurately predicting election results. This young talent was none other than Sam Bankman-Fried, who is now widely recognized for founding FTX and for losing $8 billion of his clients' money. But wait, the story gets better. I'm Philip Peterson, Chief Investment Strategist at IG Wealth Management. Join me each week as we discuss the trends dominating the investment landscape. It's the week of October 9th, so listen on as we navigate the living market. Like many, Jane Street's team anticipated that the stock markets would decline if Trump were to be elected. If they could successfully forecast the outcome, they could strategically place bets on the overnight futures market and potentially reap substantial profits. Bankman-Fried, despite his imperfections, has an undeniable knack for numbers. He managed to create a system that accomplished its mission with remarkable accuracy. With this system, Jane Street often called state results even before major media giants. The big call was their prediction for Florida, where they made an announcement a full 5 minutes before CNN. Their data indicated such robust support for Trump that it significantly altered his anticipated odds for victory from a mere 5% to a staggering 60%. Armed with this early insight, they executed trades ahead of everyone else. Being first was a big deal, especially because once the election results were out, the sheer volume of trades caused the futures market system to buckle under the pressure. Before markets opened, Jane Street's predictive algorithm had netted them a cool $300 million. Yet this triumph was fleeting. As the initial shock subsided, a realization dawned on the market participants. Trump's policies were likely to be quite market-friendly, especially given a Republican sweep of the White House, House of Representatives, and the Senate. Expectations quickly shifted from the initial shock to anticipated tax cuts and sizable stimulus spending. This oversight meant that Jane Street's monumental gains swiftly turned into their most significant loss ever. The situation underscores the unpredictable nature of the markets. Even if you get it right, you can still be wrong. As investment guru Howard Marks said, being right may be a necessary condition for investment success, but it won't be sufficient. You must be more right than others, which, by definition, means your thinking has to be different. Equally as important, the lesson here is that to those economists and other market participants that predicted a recession or downward markets solely because of who might have been president, don't let personal biases get in the way of fundamentals. There will always be headline risk and always be geopolitical events that can trigger emotions. But as we often remind investors, geopolitical risk rarely manifests itself into lasting or meaningful market risk. Investors should work to keep their emotions in check. I'm Philip Peterson, and this has been The Living Market. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please take a moment to rate it or share it with colleagues and friends. It will help other like-minded individuals find us. Thanks for listening.
The content of this podcast, including facts, views, opinions, and recommendations, is not to be used or construed as investment advice and is not an offer or an invitation to buy or sell any security. The content of this podcast should not be relied upon for any purpose, and IG Wealth Management is not responsible for any reliance upon it. This podcast includes forward-looking information that reflects our current expectations or forecasts of future events. Forward-looking information is subject to risks, uncertainties, and assumptions that could cause actual results to differ materially from expressed herein. Our views are subject to change based on market conditions. Commissions, fees, and expenses may be associated with mutual fund investments. Read the prospectus before investing. Mutual funds are not guaranteed, values change frequently, and past performance may not be repeated.